Merry Christmas. Hello and welcome to the Christmas Trevor Ben podcast.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, ho, ho, Ben. Hello, ho, 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 Ben. Hello.
Are you there?
Are you quite finished?
I mean, it's like, yeah, you've started off with such a Scrooge attitude, just ignoring.
I was waiting for a pause. I was waiting for you to breathe, man. Hello and Merry Christmas.
You could have got the beauty of Christmas is it's a free for all. You could have just come in. You could have shown a little bit of extra Christmas spirit, but no, you sat there barring your own humbug.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. I don't know how this Christmas is going to pan out, but one thing you can be sure of is there'll be a Trev and Ben Christmas podcast where we bring the spirit of Christmas Day all wrapped up nicely in a little podcast.
I must say, I'm kind of done with Christmas this year.
Okay, I knew it. Come on, Ben.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
You want to try being a postman this time of year. It's exhausting.
Oh, let me get my little violin out and play a little ode to the postman.
I swear, I've been the closest I've ever been to becoming Greta Thunberg Mark II. Honestly, the amount of cardboard shit flying through the mail at the moment, it weighs a ton. If people sent an email, Happy Christmas, imagine the carbon footprint being reduced so much by all the shit flying through the post. And also, have you ever thought about what a Christmas card does?
Well, it brings greetings. No, it doesn't. What do you mean?
For one, it breaks your postman's back once a year. That's a nice one. Two, all they are is a little thing you get through the door.
Yeah.
You open them up and you don't think, oh, isn't that sweet?
I do. I think it's...
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
All you think is, shit, now I've got to send them one.
No, I don't. No. Yes, you do.
I get it
through the door and I think, oh, isn't that lovely? And I pop it up on the shelf and I look at the shelf full of cards and think, well, every year there's even fewer than there were last year, so my friendships are dwindling nicely as I get older. And then I think, oh, no, that's nice. And because I have my little list of people, I rarely get a card from someone I haven't sent one to, and I probably do induce a measure of panic amongst those. But I got a message from a mutual friend of ours, who I won't mention, but a mutual friend of ours the other day, because I'd sent them a card, and I just got a frantic message from them. Address, please, mate, because I know now that they were frantic, thinking, oh, shit, I've not sent Trevor a card.
Yes, you see, I'm right. All they are is tiny little guilt offerings flying through the post.
But yeah, I don't send to expect one, Ben. I just send one as a little merry gesture. And whether I get one back, I don't sit there and think, well, they didn't send me one. They didn't send me one. Thank you for yours, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've sent one Christmas card this year to you. And why? Because you sent me one, you bastard.
Well, Merry Christmas. I mean, you really have started this Christmas podcast on such a downer.
Yes, because I'm an irritated postman. That's why.
Well,
send an email.
I've built up quite a nice little friendship with the Amazon delivery man over the last week. I think every day I've had a little delivery from the Amazon man, and every day his face has looked more and more exasperated. I opened the door and you could just see him going, oh, it's fucking you again. What? How many more things are you going to order? It's because, you know, there's a lot of presents, a lot of people to buy for, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
A lot of presents to do, and that's the nice thing of Christmas, isn't it? You give a little something to someone to make their life a little bit brighter, a little bit happier.
That's fine. Listen, you can break the Amazon guys back, but just send an email for your Christmas cards. It's better for the environment, keeps your postman happy. You're not inflating the commercial side of Christmas, which you hate, obviously.
But Ben, if it wasn't for perhaps the Christmas, if you're saying, well, let's all, are you saying let's do away with post entirely?
Were you about to say I'd be
out of a job? You're going to do yourself out of a job.
Are you aware of the other 11 months of the year?
Yeah.
People send post in those months too.
Well, let's start sending everything electronically. Let's just start doing that. Let's give away.
Fine by me.
Let's do away with all of this paper stuff and cardboard stuff that comes through the doorway. I already pretty much run quite a paper this household, all my bills are done online. So frankly, don't need you.
Oh, I know what you're all thinking as well. Oh, it's only for 1 month of the year. Mm. Then it'll be fine. No, it won't be fine because it's January sales. Do you know what that means? Catalogues. Do you know how heavy a catalogue is? Oh. Do you know how heavy 500 catalogues are?
Get with the 21st. Who's having catalogues?
Everyone!
If you didn't live out in the sticks in the 18th century still, where people are still getting catalogues. I mean, lots of old ladies still go, oh, well, let me look through my... I can't even think the name of a catalogue. I think in my childhood, my mum used to get, was it the Kay's catalogue? There used to be the Kay's catalogue.
Oh, I don't know. There's all sorts, mainly clothing, I've noticed. But you know what I found something a little bit strange was that, and I'm not going to pick on them more than I would pick on any other religion, but the Church of Scientology.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know how close you are to them.
They seem to have done a bit of what we call a mail shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is to send basically a letter to every one of their, I don't know, congregation, would you call them?
Followers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apostles.
And I kind of sort of said, well, what's this for? Mm. And they said, oh, Christmas. And I thought, well, hang on a minute. That's a different religion.
Yes, I didn't.
Don't you have your own thing?
Unless there's some sort of alien Christmas that they get involved with. I don't know. I don't know how Christmas and Scientology matches. That's an interesting one. I don't really see any bond, unless they just see it as a good time to gather in new followers.
And as you know, I visit the Church of Scientology headquarters 5 times a week.
Right, now let me ask you then, do they have Christmas decorations?
Yes, they do.
Is there a Christmas tree? Is there like a little green man at the top of the, Christmas tree?
I haven't seen a Christmas tree, but they have very nicely, I must say, put lights all over the place. It looks very nice.
Are you sure they're Christmas lights, or are they just landing lights for the runway for when the mothership returns?
They've assured me it's all Christmas based, and I just thought that's very strange. Yeah. Because you wouldn't be, you know, I'm sure they're not lighting up the place to celebrate Hanukkah or any other sort of different religions festivals. It's very strange.
They must play A Spaceman Came Travelling.
You're obsessed. They're not aliens.
That must be like their main Christmas song that the Scientologists sing.
So, stop sending Christmas cards. That's the gist of it.
Yeah. So apart from that, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, mate.
I popped out the other day, just down to the... Well, I had to go and get my booster jab. And as I was walking down to the hospital where I had to go and get it done, I saw... Don't laugh at this, mate. Don't laugh at this, because this was quite an incredible sight. I saw somebody dressed as Father Christmas.
Okay.
But not just any old Father Christmas, mate. Not just your normal red suit and red hat, white beard. Oh, no. He was wearing what I can only describe as a Piers Corbyn tribute suit.
A Piers Corbyn tribute suit?
He was an anti-mask Father Christmas.
Was he trying to keep a fart in his trousers?
It was difficult to tell from a distance, but I thought that's an interesting way of getting your message across, because you're going for the anti-mask thing. He had a little placard standing outside the hospital wearing, and as I say, it wasn't like a proper Santa suit, because he had like a red jacket on and a Santa hat, but then he had a little t-shirt that was an anti-mask t-shirt. Right? But then he was also ringing a bell.
Okay.
So it had all the elements of a Father Christmas, but the...
Well, hang on a minute.
All the elements of a madman.
So, yeah. Santa doesn't have a bell, does he? He's confusing Santa with a town crier.
No, I had to... when I've been Santa in the past, I've rung bells. I've had to ring a bell.
Santa doesn't have a bell.
It's a great way of getting your message out. I mean, I felt such a dick.
Yes, if you're a town crier, not Santa Claus. I'm sorry, I've not lived to the age of 33, and I can't be the only person who recognises that Santa Claus doesn't carry a bell.
He has sleigh bells, didn't he? He's got his sleigh bells
going.
That's
different. That's different.
But when you are doing the work of Santa, then often it does involve... ringing a bell.
Hear ye, hear ye.
No, it's ho ye, ho ye is what you say. So, and I've got a lot of experience playing Father Christmas, as you know. I did it for many, many years.
Yes.
Doing that. And I remember the first time I did it, I was doing it as a favour for a friend. And she made me go out and ring the bell. I had to walk up and down the street. And I must admit, that first time, it was all quite embarrassing. But people love it. I mean, you get people coming up to you for selfies. It's the only time I've ever felt slightly like a celebrity.
Trev, you are forgetting, or maybe you're not forgetting, maybe you've just sort of blotched it from your memory, but you and I have dressed up as Santa Claus and an elf together.
We did, for a video, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that video is still out there somewhere. I'm not going to tell people where they can find it, but it does exist.
It was to promote the a Christmas thing we were doing on the radio station, wasn't it? And we had to, I mean, luckily we were quite well hidden. We were filming down a little side road, weren't we? But we did have to cross a very busy... Are you all right, mate? Well, I don't know what's
sorry,
happening.
Sorry, I just knocked something off my desk. Sorry.
Is that your back cracking? Is that the effects of all that post?
I just knocked something off my desk. I didn't know it'd be that loud.
Well,
sorry, carry on.
Yes, but luckily we were filming down a little quiet side road, but we did have to cross that busy main road, and that was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were quite a few builders giving us some dirty looks, ironically. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, I mean, obviously it was quite early as well, because they were promoting it for Christmas, so we were probably doing it before normally you would be dressed as Father Christmas or an elf.
Yes. I also wanted to note that when you were the Santa and I was the elf, neither of us had a bell.
No, they didn't give us a bell, but they should have done. I should have had a bell, because that's obviously the way that Father Christmas heralds the arrival of Christmas.
I'm going to Google it. Does Santa have a bell?
When I used to have to be Father Christmas at the school, I used to have to walk around and ring the bell, and then the children would obviously get more excited as the bell grew louder as I went towards their little classroom, and then you'd go in and all hell would break loose.
Santa's magical bell is a...
Magical bell? See, it's not just any old bell.
It's a one-of-a-kind gift given to Santa by an elder elf.
Mm.
Without the magical bell, Santa is not able to navigate himself around the world, which means he could not spread the spirit and joy of Christmas on Christmas Eve.
There you are. See, so the bell is actually a fundamental part of the Santa magic. Without the bell, there would be no presents, there'd be no joy at Christmas. The bell is actually the centre of the joy.
And our previous employer missed a massive trick there, because I should have been, as the elf, I should have been presenting you with the bell.
Yeah, although I don't know if you were like I think you were more like a junior underling elf.
I don't remember that. I don't remember having a job description with this costume.
Yeah, I don't think you would, because as in my role, when I was preparing for the role.
You are a method actor, aren't you?
Yeah, I was centering myself and I was getting myself all ready for the role. It's not that difficult when you're playing Father Christmas, because the backstory's there. You sort of know the back. But there's little sort of traits that I could look at and give myself. And certainly within my process, I didn't look at you in your elf outfit and think, well, there's a senior elf, there's an elder elf.
Sorry, so in this Christmas fantasy that we were humiliated into recording on video on the internet, you got to play the big man himself, Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
And in your mind, I wasn't even a fully fledged elf. I was just a lanky streak of piss in an elf costume at junior level.
Well,
like the work experience elf.
You were the elf that could be spared in the run up to Christmas to film a fucking video. To be honest, you were a hindrance to the others. You were causing right, everything you touched was breaking, the teddy bears, the head was on its arse. I mean, it was just pointless you being in the workshop. It was
good.
Better that you were out and about doing some sort of PR. You were essentially the guy that we'd normally send out. You know, the golf shop would send out the dickhead to the golf shop around the corner. You were basically that guy. Well, as it's Christmas, Ben, and we've just been talking about Father Christmas, I think it's time that you and I played the role of Father Christmas, and you can be the little elf if you want.
Yeah.
And we opened the presents that we have both sent and received. Was the present thing a similar vein to the cards for you, in that I've sent you one, so fuck it, I need to sort something out?
No, I know we do it for the podcast each year, so it's a little something I have to look forward to. And nice. I'm looking forward to reprising my role of a lifetime as elf for good. This part of the podcast. It'll be good.
I'm glad. I'm just centering myself to play. I'm just getting the voice ready. Just ready, really ready to play Father Christmas.
So may I say, again, I think this is the second week in a row I'm complimenting your better-than-usual accent. It's very good, that one.
Thank you. Right. So, I tell you what we do, right? First of all, can I just say that the presents almost caused me a little bit of anxiety, because I like to make sure that you don't see, and I'm sure it's the same for me, don't see the presents before we open them whilst we're doing the podcast.
Yes, you called me up all in a tiz, saying, I don't know how I'm going to get it to you.
What were you saying, a tiz? I mean, I'm just a
little
bit...
You were in a tiz. You called me and said, I don't know how I'm going to send you this package, because it's going to say Ben Harmer, my address, blah, blah, blah. So how will you know it's something that you haven't ordered and open it accidentally?
Yeah.
I said, is there any way you can gift wrap it or do something like that? You said, no, I've looked, there's not.
Couldn't do that.
So I quite simply said, well, in that case... change my name.
It was clever. It was clever. I'll give you that.
It was clever.
I'll give you that.
I was, you know, on one that day, and I said, just change my name slightly. So then, wait, when I get the package and I read my name and it's slightly spelled wrong, or maybe you've put Benny or Benno, or the Benster,
then I'll
know that's from Trev. Don't open that one yet.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
I said, that's a great idea. It's a terrific idea. That's what I'll do. I will change your name.
And that you did.
And you should now have a number of packages that were addressed to Bender Harmer.
I do. I have three packages addressed to Bender Harmer, which I'm assuming is not a slur or something childish and homophobic. It's obviously in reference to my favourite Futurama character.
It is a reference to Bender the Robot.
Can I say, I don't know if you realised the sort of double kick in the balls, not only childishly calling me Bender, but sending it to my work colleagues, who will then deliver it to me. That was an extra level of fucking genius on your part. Thank you for that. I'm assuming you received my packages back soon after.
Yeah, no, I... you've gone and called me Tory Smith, which was a little bit upsetting. But then I thought, again, Tory can be a name.
It can be.
It doesn't necessarily... But I know that you were putting that there to annoy me.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, you struck first. I mean, mine was in retaliation, and yours wasn't seen by your work colleagues, was it?
No, but it was seen by the Amazon man, who I've become quite friendly with. So you should have three little packets in front of you.
Yes.
Now, I think the first one to open will be... There should be one that's quite a flat pack. It should just be a very flat package. I think that's the first one that you should open.
Yes, I will. I'm guessing it's a mouse mat by the shape of it.
Interesting.
Let's have a wee look. God, blimey. Tell you what, the bomb squad have a job getting into this. There we go. Right, I'm opening it up. It is... Okay. I've got it face down at the moment. It's some sort of calendar. It is a Kid Trump 2022 calendar.
Yeah, yeah. It's just pictures of Donald Trump's head doing childish things like riding a tricycle.
Yeah, oh, this is amazing. It's Donald Trump in child size for each month of the year in all sorts of ridiculous poses.
So what sort of poses are there? I know there's I think the front one, the one on the front cover is like on a tricycle.
Yes. What have we got here? We've got him sulking, sitting down with a child's body on the driveway of a house. We've got him signing a bill at his big desk, but he's miniature size.
Brilliant.
Which is very nice. We've got him sort of walking into what looks like a Chuck E. Cheese or something with a party hat on. This is great.
I love stuff like that.
Got Barack Obama fixing his tie. That's nice. God, I'm not looking forward to May. Vladimir Putin is feeding him milk.
not from his bare breast.
Well, he is often a bare-breasted man, his old Vladimir, but no, from a bottle.
I think they've missed a trick there. Surely that would have been better to have Trump being breastfed by Vladimir Putin.
Well, thank you very much. That will take pride of place. I will hang it here in podcasting HQ.
I really had to choose the calendar I was going to get for you carefully. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks back that I looked at one about miniature wrestlers that I was tempted to get. Now, I've got a little flat pack from you. Should I open that one first?
Go for it.
To Tory Smith. You know the little, like when you get those little flat packs from Amazon, they're just like big cardboard envelopes, really, aren't they?
Your one wasn't. It was all sort of bubble wrap style.
Right, okay. Well, this is just like a, you know, really flat, but like a big... But the flap never works. It's just not easily opened, is it? Like, surely the flap should be easily unflappable.
We'll take it out with Jeff Bezos, mate. It's not my problem.
I'll send a message via the Scientologists. What have we got here? It's a book. Oh, Riddles for Adults. Oh, I like this. Over 950 challenging riddles that twist your mind.
Yeah, basically, I'm just thinking about future podcast content, basically.
Wow. We should do one. We should do one quickly. I'm just going to pick one at random.
Okay.
What shoes should you wear when your basement is flooded?
This sounds more like a joke than a riddle.
Well, I don't know whether these are jokes or not, but it says riddles. So what shoes should you wear when your basement is flooded?
I can't think of anything.
Well, no, I mean...
I mean, if you want a serious answer, I'd say Wellington boots.
Well, surely that's not going to be the answer. Surely it's got to be something a bit more than just Wellington boots.
I can't think
of it. It's not like a general knowledge quiz.
You got anything better?
I don't know. I wonder if this is an American book. I'm thinking whether Crocs could be something you could throw in there.
If the answer's Crocs, it's not just a joke. It's a bad joke, and it's not a riddle.
It's probably not going to be Crocs, though, is it? What other shoes would there be?
I don't think this is a riddle.
Platform shoes.
Go on, let's get the answer.
Okay, hang on, I'll need to look up the answer. Pumps.
So it's just a shit joke book. I bought that in good faith. Well, and it was riddles.
Well, that's one. Let's do another one, because they might not all be...
I want my money back.
They might not all be just cracker jokes.
I've been duped.
What animal has no wings, but yet will fly?
Is it going to be something stupid like a dog if you throw it out the window?
Well, that's just cruel.
But, yeah, but is it, I want to know, because I bought this, like I say, in good faith.
Could be a reindeer.
Okay.
If you're talking about Santa and Christmas magic.
I'm really cross with this.
Hang on, I've got to find the art. It's very complicated how you find the art, but it's not that complicated.
Is it that complicated? Or does it say...
Over the next page.
Yeah.
But...
Turn the page.
Oh, this is quite good, really. A caterpillar has no wings, but will fly... when it matures and becomes a butterfly.
I mean, the pedant in me begs to differ, but okay.
Because would you say that's two separate creatures?
I wouldn't say that caterpillars fly. I'd say butterflies fly.
But that's what I'm saying. Are you suggesting that really they're two different... Because they're the same...
I'm saying it's wrong. That's what I'm saying.
No, how can it be wrong?
Because caterpillars don't fly, butterflies do.
Yeah, but the caterpillar becomes the butterfly.
Yes, and in its caterpillar form cannot fly. bollocks.
No, but the essence of caterpillar is still within the butterfly.
No, I disagree.
No, it's like, you know, when you mature, Ben.
When I get my wings.
When you get your wings. When we become old men, there'll still be the essence of Trev and Ben there, the young Trev and Ben. They'll still be there. We will still be Trev and Ben. But we will just be older people. So that young caterpillar who's lived a life of frolicking amongst the leaves and having fun, it's matured. It's changed form, yes, but it's still got the essence of the young caterpillar there. So I would argue there's still a case for the caterpillar.
So far, you've read two of these. We've had a bad joke and what I can only describe as a trick question. These are not riddles. I'm very annoyed with this book.
Talking of jokes then... Right. Did you see that there's always a list of sort of topical cracker jokes that are published every year? I think it's by the channel UK Gold.
No, I didn't see this.
Would you want to hear just a few of them?
Are they any good? No. Okay.
Well, no, I won't go through them all. I'll just give you a few.
Go on.
Why are people cutting back on Brussels sprouts this Christmas?
Is it something to do with Brussels? Because we're not in, because we've left, because of Brexit, we don't want Brussels anymore. Is that right?
No. No,
I think that was quite good, though.
It was quite good. Yeah. It was quite good.
Go on.
The cost of gas is too high. It's basically a fart gag.
It is a fart gag. Mine was so much better.
Okay. Why are we only having broccoli, cabbage and peas as veg this Christmas?
Broccoli, cabbage and peas. Greens. Green. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You've got away from your original idea because 52% of the family said no to Brussels.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right. Why is Christmas dinner vegan this year?
I don't know. Why is...
It's a very, very topical. Very topical.
Why is Christmas dinner vegan this year?
Yeah.
And it's topical.
It's topical. Yeah. These are all topical. These are all very topical.
I mean, how topical? Brexit topical or Boris Johnson party topical?
No, I'll give you the answer.
It's, go on.
Because turkey's on the red list, but vegetables are all green. So it's a COVID travel joke.
God, are we now getting pandemic Christmas cracker jokes? This is tragic.
I'd give you a couple of the ones that I think are really shit, but just see how you get
on. Those were the good ones.
Yeah. Those are the ones I thought I could share those with a little bit of confidence.
Go on.
Which vaccine did Father Christmas get? I mean, this is so shit. If you guess this, then hats off to you.
Is it something I can work out?
Possibly.
Right. Is it a pun on one of the existing vaccines?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we've got Pfizer.
Yeah.
Johnson & Johnson. Oh God, I've forgotten all the fucking vaccines.
AstraZeneca.
Yeah. That's the one I had. I should really know that one. Astro Ho 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 Zeneca?
No.
Okay.
It's just as bad, though. Mince Pfizer.
What?
Mince Pfizer.
I'll say it again.
It's just
like mince Pfizer.
Pfizer. Mince Pfizer.
Mince Pfizer.
I mean, the word pie is in the word Pfizer, but I think it's not a great one, is it, really?
No. No, that's awful.
Okay, which vaccine? Which vaccine did the three wise men have?
Again, I'm assuming it's a pun on an existing vaccine.
Sort of.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Oh God, but it's going to be terrible if mince Pfizer is anything to go by. AstraZeneca myrrh.
Again, the real answer is no better. The wiser jab. I mean,
God,
just because it rhymes
shit.
With Pfizer.
That's shit.
That's in the list of the best ones.
The best ones?
Yeah. What pantomime are the government doing this year? I mean, they are just a pantomime themselves.
I don't know. There's so many options to choose from. Is it a pun? Again, all Christmas cracker jokes are puns.
It's sort of a pun.
Oh, go on, put me out of my misery.
Chris Whittington.
That's just terrible.
And the last one I'm going to give you, which I think is possibly the worst one. I don't know. Which Friends character nearly missed the 2021 reunion show due to the Test and Trace app? I mean, it's so convoluted this to get to the punchline.
Which Friends character nearly missed the reunion in 2021 because...
due to the Test and Trace app?
Chandler Ping.
Oh, Chandler Ping. Yeah.
Get in!
Now, Ben, what I like at Christmas is a little game. It's always good to have a little game, isn't it, at Christmas?
It is.
And one of the favourite games we've played on and off on the podcast throughout the year is the Would You Rather game.
Yeah, it's always a firm favourite of this podcast.
So how about some Christmas Would You Rathers?
Let's do it.
Would you rather have Frosty the Snowman for a friend or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, neither of them. I just struck myself as being very selfish. I thought, well, what's in it for me?
What's in it for you?
I thought. Well, what are they bringing to the table? Which one would I rather have as a friend? What are they? You know, what can I get out of this? Yeah. I thought, that's a terribly selfish way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I think this all goes back to your cards, isn't it? Really, it's all about me.
I'm assuming Frosty the Snowman, does he melt?
Well, that's the thing, is it? Does Frosty the Snowman melt? In which case, it's going to be a very time limited friendship.
I'd say Rudolph, because he'll be with you most of the year, and he has to work a couple of nights towards the end of the year, and then he's back with you. So yeah, I'll pick Rudolph.
And I reckon he's fun, Rudolph, don't you think? I mean, he's probably, I mean, what's the lyrics to the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Had a very shiny nose.
It's got a very shiny nose.
If you ever saw him, you would even say it glows, something like that.
Would you be prepared to be seen out and about with a... someone with a glowing nose? You wouldn't be worried by that?
Again, I think, you know, if Mrs. Ben wasn't a factor in my life, I think it would be easier to go out on the pool with a very cute, slightly glowy-nosed reindeer than a terrifying, walking, talking snowman creature. But yeah, I think that you get a lot more luck with the ladies with the cute reindeer than the terrifying snowman.
Yeah. And also, when you think about what you would offer as a friend, bearing in mind that all the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names and they never let poor Rudolph play any reindeer games, you would be offering that level of friendship that you could play the reindeer games with him. You would not call him names.
I might call him some names.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, just like friendly banter, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is what any abuser says. Oh, it was just banter.
I might call him Fergie, because Alex Ferguson have a big red nose all the time.
That's not that bad. I think that's that's more offensive to Alex Ferguson, really, isn't it? You're just like all the other reindeer.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what this friendship's turned out to be.
Yeah, I am. I'm one of the other prick reindeers.
I mean, if you were to have chosen Frosty the Snowman, what would Frosty the Snowman bring? Again,
he'd keep your beer cold.
Although you couldn't really bring him in, you'd have to be sitting outside with him, because if you bring him in, the warmth would make him melt anyway, wouldn't it?
Well, if I've got to go outside to get my beer, I might as well go to the fridge, so I've got no use for him, really.
I mean, he's a jolly happy soul, remember? He's going to bring you a lot of happiness.
Yeah, so which of the two would you pick?
I think I'd have to go for Rudolph. I think the fact that the snowman would melt, I think that would be a very upsetting thing, because what if we were just beginning to hit it off? Because you're not going to hit it off. It's very unlikely you're going to hit it off straight away. You meet him, you become a mate, you go, oh, should we go for a beer? Yeah, nice. You're building that friendship, and then suddenly he's a pile of mush.
I hadn't thought of that, you know, but you are right, because you sort of mentioned that you might not get on to begin with.
Mm.
And if you've got a bloody great reindeer, you'd have to keep an eye on him, because those horns could do some bloody damage. Whereas if Frosty turns on you, just stick the hairdryer on him and that'll sort him out.
Yeah, I mean, Rudolph, because we don't know, there's no evidence about what Rudolph is like in a rage.
Do you call them horns or is it antlers?
Antlers, I would suggest antlers.
Yeah,
would be
a
better word for them. But although, I'm not sure that do male reindeer have horns?
Antlers. Well, Rudolph had horns, didn't he?
Has Rudolph got horns? Antlers? Let's call them antlers. Let's decide that we're going to call them antlers and let's lose the word
Stick
horn entirely.
Does Rudolph have the horn?
I think you'd have to make sure that, like, if you go out drinking with Rudolph, you don't want him getting out of control, because the police would have to get involved. Those could be seen as weapons. It's a lot of angst going on. All right, let's do another one. Would you rather have Christmas tree tinsel for hair or have fingernails that light up like Christmas lights?
I think as a sufferer of alopecia, I'd quite welcome any kind of hair. So, yeah.
You go for the tinsel.
I'll go with tinsel, yeah. I could style that into a nice quiff.
And would you have it quite long? Because I think if I picture you with tinsel hair, I picture you with quite long hair with the tinsel properly dangling down. I see you almost like, if you could imagine Noddy Holder's hair, but as tinsel, that's how I'm imagining you with tinsel hair.
Okay, I'll take it, yeah.
Would the noise not annoy you? Because that would constant rustling of tinsel.
I imagine it'd be quite itchy as well.
Probably quite itchy. And also imagine, I don't know whether, if you've got tinsel as hair, whether the tinsel will behave like hair in that it will grow, you'll need to keep it trimmed, and then bits would fall out. I mean, it's bad enough after Christmas picking up bits of tinsel for months after, you'll find little strands of tinsel still around. Imagine your house is going to be a constant tinsel town.
I don't care. I think I'd take it, honestly.
Well, I think I'd rather have the fingernails with Christmas lights.
The light up fingernails?
Yeah. I think that would be amazing, because it'd be really good if you're trying to make a point.
Yeah.
It'd also be good for lighting the way when you're out and about, or if you have a power cut, it would be helpful. You just turn the fingernails on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
See around. It'd be good for...
pointing at my lovely new tinsel hair.
I'd be pointing at that a lot, by the way. I could bring in aircraft with them.
Yeah, you could. I suppose you'd have to be careful, though, wouldn't you?
What if I start beckoning aircraft in?
Yeah, I mean, if your fingernails have the capability of drawing in aircraft, and if you're not on aircraft duty, if you're out at a rave, you could cause all sorts of chaos in the sky.
Oh, they'd be very handy at a rave as well, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would be.
I'd be sort of the centre of attention at any rave if my fingernails were able to light up with Christmas effect. Would you rather have a nose that glows red like Rudolph's, or have pointy ears like an elf?
Well, I do have pointy ears like an elf. If anyone's listening to this podcast...
I've noticed you've got pointy ears.
Oh, yeah, I think I have pointy ears. If anyone's listening to this podcast for the first time, I'm portraying myself as quite the character, like something out of the Brothers Grimm.
When you played the elf in our Oscar-winning roles...
Oh, yes.
Did we make you wear elf ears?
No. I think somebody looked at my ears and thought, why waste the money?
Yeah, well, that was never pointed out to me, and I never noticed it, that you had elf ears.
I have one ear, which is a bit pointy, and the other ear is sort of like a dog ear, which kind of flaps down. Yeah, I look like a dog who's just sort of heard the postman coming up the path, just sort of, huh? Like that.
You do, I mean, you are sounding like a grim character. Sort of like Rumpelstiltskin meets a troll.
I think the word you're looking for is goblin.
Goblin. Yeah. I'd quite like a nose. I mean, imagine if I had a nose that could glow red and my fingernails. Then that would be quite the look, wouldn't it?
I mean, that would be amazing. You could do a whole light show.
I could. I could be like the new Jean-Michel Jarre. and again, like the more angry I become, the redder the nose became.
There's a reference, Jean-Michel Jarre.
I know, about three people have got that. He used to do great little light shows, didn't he?
He did. Well, if you're listening to this and you got that, well done.
Do you want to do another present?
Let's do it.
So you should have a fairly... I don't know how big this box will be, because, you know, it's hard to tell how big something's actually going to be when you order it online.
Well, the biggest of the lot, for context, it's not in a box at all, actually, and it's about the length of my elbow to my tip of my middle finger.
Yeah, let's open that one then. So when you say it's not in a box, what is it, like in a tube? Is it wrapped in...
No, it's just...
bubble wrap?
Plastic sheet.
Oh, just plastic sheet. Okay. But I think this is going to have a lot of practical use, and I want to see evidence of usage of this.
Oh, God. I don't know what this could be then. It's quite well wrapped, I'll give it that.
They've got to make it nice and carryable for the delivery people, haven't they?
Okay, now I've opened that. I've got a roll of bubble wrap here.
Okay.
What the hell is this? Ooh! Barbecue branding iron!
So this is, you can brand the meat you cook on your barbecue.
This is amazing.
Now, I think you get all the letters. I hope you get all the letters.
Add a name or message to your steak. Customize your cooking with barbecue branding iron.
Yeah.
The brilliant barbecue utensil that lets you add some slogan-based sizzle to your steak.
So you could do a voiceover myself. You could write little love notes to Mrs. Ben when you present her with some meat.
I could brand her. I could put my initials on her backside.
Well, that's not how I intended this to be used, but if that's your thing, so be it.
This is awesome.
Yeah. If you and Mrs. Ben have had a row, I'd love to see the row carried out via meat.
I'm going to have to try and work out a way of spelling out Trev and Ben podcast.
Yeah.
And then
there must be a way.
Well, it's... space might be an issue.
Oh, yeah, and you probably only get, I don't know how many A's you'd get. You could do it in different goes, though, couldn't you?
It's given me quite a few letters. It looks like more than 26, so...
Oh, okay. I don't know if there's punctuation, like exclamation marks, that sort of thing.
This is a good prison.
I thought you'd like that.
I do love it. I love it. I love it. It's great.
So I want to see throughout the, throughout the summer, I suggest would be best, but I'd like to see an array of messages posted online as you brand the meat as you go.
I do have to warn you, Mrs. Ben will not be pleased that I have.
Why would she not be pleased?
Because she hates all the amount of love. I've got a branding iron. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you tell, yeah. tell her what you suggested?
No. I'll tell her.
Don't tell her what you suggested. Oh, she's gone now, conveniently. Conveniently, I expect you've stuffed some of that packaging down her throat because it seems like a quite an abusive relationship going on here.
Yeah, she's gone. Don't worry. You open your present now.
Okay, so this is quite a big box I've got.
Okay.
Okay, hang on. Put it on the table in front of me. I've armed myself with scissors. Right. Have you noticed that Amazon boxes always smell of sick?
I haven't noticed that, no. But I do have one more to open from you, so I will be smelling it intensely. Okay.
Now, there's a box is the first thing I can see in here. Shall I open this?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's Boris butt wipes.
It is.
It's obviously toilet paper. Has he got Boris's face on? Oh, amazing.
Now, very much like you saying to me, you want proof that this is being used.
You don't want proof that I've used this.
I don't want proof, but I do want an assurance that you will use it.
It will be used, yes.
It's not decorative. I intend you to wipe your ass with Boris Johnson's face, if you don't mind.
Somewhere, I, do you know what? That's reminded me that, and it's good that you've said make sure you use it, because somewhere in a cupboard I've got, that I don't think I ever used from a few years ago, Trump toilet paper. So that will come out and I can make sure that I can use them correctly.
Excellent.
I'd imagine with the Boris one that it's quite absorbent.
Yeah, big vacuous sponge, I imagine it is.
Right, is there anything else in this box that you want me to look at?
There may be.
Okay, there's like a yellow thing I can see. I don't know what this is. Oh, it feels like a book.
Yes, go with that one.
Okay. Oh, wow. Richard Herring's Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, this is obviously from Richard Herring's podcast where he does Would You Rather questions.
He does. And I thought, I know how much, as evidenced in this podcast, you like a good game of Would You Rather. So I thought, why not get one from a very good podcaster?
From a master of Would You Rathers. And should we do a couple?
Yeah, we should also, while we're on the subject, if you need any recommendations for podcast, Rohelustapur,
yeah,
Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast is a very good listen. I don't think he needs our help, but
no,
there it
no.
is.
But yes, well worth a listen.
I'm very disappointed, by the way, that when I said Rohelustapur, you didn't shout back Rohelustapur.
Oh, I should have done, shouldn't I?
You should have.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was too busy going through the book. Okay, would you rather live in a giant shoe or a giant peach?
A giant shoe, I think.
Yeah, because a giant peach will eventually rot.
Yes.
Won't it?
And a shoe won't.
And does the giant shoe, does that come with the old woman?
What old woman?
The old woman who lives in a shoe.
Old Mother Hubbard lived in a cupboard. Who was the old woman who lived in a shoe?
The old woman, there was no woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread and whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. I mean, she's a right bitch. I mean, she really, it would be
child
like
beating in verse one. That's a bit scary, isn't it?
I think that's the only verse. I'm not sure there's any other. I think that's just the story of this one.
There was an aggressive old bitch that lived in a shoe that beat her kids black and blue. There you go.
If you're into a bit of S&M, then maybe the giant shoe's the place to go. She didn't live in a giant shoe, so she may not be there. But I think a giant shoe would be a better place. It's probably more weatherproof in the long run than a peach.
Yeah, and of course, the shoe shouldn't attract insects and flies when it starts going off. So.
No. The last thing, we all know from James and the Giant Peach, there's all kinds of insects there, isn't there? So, right, do you want to do one more?
Go on.
If you could make one part of your body or one of your senses 50 times more sensitive than it currently is, which body part or sense would get a 50 times increase in sensitivity?
I think I would go for taste because probably not something that you can recognize as a clean, living, healthy man that you are. But as a former smoker and now vapor, I do feel like I have vape mouth and I have lost my sense of taste somewhat. It's not completely gone, but it could be enhanced. Right. So I would like my sense of taste to be repaired.
Okay, fair enough.
Yourself?
I was thinking smell. But there's downsides to that.
Yeah, you live in Croydon. That's one of them.
But I was thinking it would be quite nice.
Can you smell smoke?
Yeah. A bit like if you could smell who might be getting near your house, and if it's someone that you recognise the scent of and you don't want to ask the door, you'd have time to switch all the lights off and pretend you're out.
I mean, you could just get yourself a Ring doorbell and just sort of look on your phone at who's at the door and not have to smell them, my love.
Yeah, because I think the problem with smell is you pick up all the, you know, I could smell all the dog shit in the area, couldn't I?
Well, exactly. And if your sense of smell was that strong that you could detect someone a mile off, then you'd also be detecting everyone else within a mile radius. It'd be very confusing.
Yeah. And hearing would be, noise annoys me anyway. So imagine if my hearing was 50 times more sensitive than it is now, I'd go mad. Although sight would be good. Imagine if your sight was 50 times more sensitive than it is and you could really see things minutely. You wouldn't need like a, what do you call it? What's the thing you look at things through?
A magnifying glass.
No, but the other thing.
A telescope, a microscope.
Microscope.
There we go.
God. Yeah. I was, all I could think of was, Even that's gone now. I'm getting so old that even words that were in my head 30 seconds ago are gone. All I could think of was periscope.
Right, okay. That's for submarines, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think you'd need more than your sight to be improved for that. You'd actually need them to come out on stalks and go upwards. But having really good sight would be something that I'd quite enjoy, because you could look down and see all the little, you know, in the summer, you could look out and see all the little ants at work and really see how they work in microscopic.
Are you that blind that you can't see ants?
No, I can. I've still got very good eyesight. I don't wear glasses, but I'm just thinking if you could really see, it would be like watching a David Attenborough program all the time.
My eyesight is shocking. Long vision is excellent. I can see things miles away.
Yeah.
But I can't read a book without glasses on. It's just terrible. I've never have been able to. It's terrible.
Okay, should we do one more? One more very quick one here. Would you rather have to keep two raw shelled eggs in your cheeks at all times, or have a jaw made of glass? By the way, the glass would be fragile. The sort that's used to make thin wine glasses, not the reinforced kind. So it would be very fragile. So to have that made of glass would be very, very difficult, I think. But then keeping shelled raw eggs in your cheeks at all times.
Sorry to sound ignorant. What's a shelled raw egg?
Well, I'm assuming it's just you crack a raw egg into your cheeks at all times.
So it's just an egg?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think if it's just an egg, then it doesn't need the words. I suppose it has, yeah, because you could argue that, oh, if it's a cooked egg, that's fine. Yeah. So just a raw egg in your mouth. Okay.
Yeah. At all times in your cheeks.
At all times. So even if they break, you have to replace them.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a glass jaw then.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd just be very careful.
You'd have to be very careful, because I don't know once it smashes once whether there's any ways to repair that or not.
I did wonder if it was a metaphor, like a boxer, like Amir Khan with his glass jaw. But no, it's a literal glass jaw. Okay.
Yeah. I think you'd end up looking like a Damien Hirst bit of art. So I think you could make money. I don't think there's any financial gain to be made of just having eggs all the time in your cheeks. But if you had a glass jaw...
You surprise me. Mm. I mean, you're not usually Mr. Commercialism, no. How to make money out of things. That's usually my role on the podcast.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, if you had a glass jaw, people would want to see that.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a money spinner. And so long as I, you know, eat smoothies and stuff, I'll be fine. Yeah. I would miss solid foods, though. I do love my food.
You wouldn't be able to brand meat and eat meat, because
no.
Even eating meat would probably be quite, because you would probably have to have liquidized food.
And you can't really brand porridge, can you?
Not easily. Fancy another quick game?
We've done a lot of games. What's one more?
Let's do one more. This is called the Christmas Last Letter game.
Okay.
What we do is we come up with a theme, And then we have to come up with words that match that theme. But your word has to start with the final letter of the previous word.
Right, okay.
So let's start with, as it's Christmas, let's start with Father Christmas. So let's make Father Christmas is the first one. So Father Christmas.
But what's the theme?
Well, Father Christmas.
Oh, well, that was the theme. That's that the wasn't theme. The first word. Okay.
So Father Christmas okay. is the theme. So let's make Father Christmas the first word.
So he's the theme and the first word.
Yeah.
Made to make this way too confusing.
How much easier I can make this for you. So that you're basically you've got to come up with a word about okay. Father Christmas that begins with S.
Sleigh.
Ho ho ho.
Omicron.
What's they got to do with Father Christmas?
Well, it's December, it's Christmas time, and Omicron's everywhere. I think it's Christmas Eve.
And he will overcome Omicron, whatever he will be able to visit. So.
By the way, speaking of Omicron,
yeah.
that you are to blame for this. You know how a few weeks ago on a different podcast we were talking about like little verbal tics you always do, like
oh yeah,
World Health Organization, I'll always shout who?
Yes.
Now, whenever I hear in the news, anyone in passing mentioned Omicron, I hear your voice in my head going, Omicron!
Omicron.
Always. Every time. So thanks for that.
Talking of verbal tics, I've got another one that I've really noticed I do a lot.
Come on.
Whenever I watch the news and the Taliban are mentioned.
God! Keep it, Christmassy trick, for fuck's sake.
I find myself going, oh, Taliban banana, did I come anyone?
Oh dear. Are you accepting Omicron?
Well, okay, let's go. Okay. Noel.
Jesus, how do you spell Noel? Does it end in an E? I think it does.
Nell.
No.
Noel.
No, does it? Isn't it double L E?
No.
N O E double L E?
No.
No. Okay. L. not a good game for the stupid, this one. Christmas beginning with L. Oh fuck, that's hard.
Come on, I've got one.
Give us a clue.
It's something you've moaned a lot about.
Letters. Christmas letters.
Yeah. Sack.
K. Oh. You're doing this deliberately.
No, what do you mean I'm doing this deliberately?
You are serving me up letters which are deliberately unhelpful for the furthering of this game. K. By the way, thank you. I can spell sack. That's
oh, good. I'm not going to have to spell that one out for you.
Klaus, claws. The sort of European spelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I didn't vote Brexit. Klaus.
Klaus. Okay, so S again. I've got S again. All right, Santa.
I am shit at this game. A. Something big with A for Christmas. Advent.
Yeah, I suppose you can have that.
What do you mean? What do you mean you suppose I can have well, that? I was thinking the fucking advent calendar is for Christmas.
Yeah, no, we're doing stuff about Father Christmas.
Excellent.
But I suppose it counts down to Father Christmas coming
it
as well.
Does.
As well as the birth of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ.
Stick that up your sleigh.
Right, so what did you say? Hang on.
Advent.
What did you... Advent, right, T. T, Santa, T. Oh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
They're all tough. This late in the podcast, they're all tough.
Toys.
Toys, S again. Singing. People sing about Santa, don't tell me they don't. I know they
do. Yeah, okay. Singing, so G. Grinch.
Grinch. H. Have I already had H?
No, I had H. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah, that was the easy one, isn't it? I suppose I can't just repeat that, can I? That's not in the spirit of the game.
No.
Humbug.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you give me
Thank
G
you.
Again.
girls and boys.
Sounds quite sinister now. Oh dear. But S again. Snow ride.
Okay, yeah, okay. E, elf.
Oh, F. Frosty the snowman.
Oh, back to N. Nativity.
Have you landed me with Y?
Yeah, good luck.
Yule log.
I mean, you've got away completely from Father. You give me fucking G again. we've got away from Father Christmas, haven't we? Ghost of Christmas Past.
I give up. Right, Trev, in this beast of a Christmas podcast, shall we kill it off by opening up our last present?
Kill it off? I mean, that's suggesting we've put people through. I mean, if anyone stayed this long, well, their Christmas has been fucking dull.
Shall we open up our last gift?
Yeah, go on. Right, so there's one more in this box. Feels like another box. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a jigsaw. 1,000 pieces.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Basically, I do remember you saying how much you like playing online jigsaws.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, well, why not put your money where your mouth is and give you a go at the real thing? And there's also a little bit of a sentiment to this jigsaw. I don't know if you've noticed.
It's Tower Bridge, and we used to cross that nearly every day, and we had little crash.
We were both rear-ended on Tower Bridge, my friend.
Oh, that can go. I've got two other jigsaws that I was given well over a year ago that I haven't done yet, but that will go on the pile of jigsaws that to be done. And I've never attempted at 1,000 pieces. If I got this finished by next Christmas podcast, that'd be a fucking miracle.
Yeah, I thought a nice little sentimental jigsaw of Tower Bridge, the site where we were famously rear-ended, and we would go over that bridge every day.
I like it, mate. It's going to take me a long old time, that. But no, I like that. Thank you very much. Right, you should have one last little present left.
I do.
This is a little fun thing.
Just a little fun thing. Should I be nervous?
No. It's just a little fun reference to something that came up on the podcast recently.
Okay. I'm nervous now because we talk about all sorts of shit. It's a grow a sloth.
Grow your own sloth.
Grow your own sloth. How does this work?
For anyone that didn't hear that particular podcast, it's when I likened you to a sloth.
I grow 6 times my size. Good for you. Sloths can take up to a month to digest a meal. Sloths travel at a speed of 2 meters per second.
There you go.
Per minute, sorry. 2 meters per second would be quite fast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, was it 2 meters? But that's about the rate you deliver letters at.
Just add water.
So you just add water. I don't know how long it takes to grow the sloth.
72 hours, it reckons.
72 hours. I don't know how big the sloth gets. It's not a living sloth, by the way.
No.
It's not like once you've grown it, you've got to care for it.
No, it's a cheap piece of plastic, which once submerged in water for 72 days will be a slightly bigger cheap piece of plastic.
Yeah.
But I will cherish it. Thank you very much.
Well, there we are. That's it for the Christmas episode of the Trev and Ben podcast. Just before we go, rather than recommendations, I thought what I'd do is, they are recommendations, sort of, but they're things I haven't seen yet. These are things that I'm looking forward to seeing at Christmas.
Okay.
And I know that you're not going to be very happy with the two things I've picked. But I'm very excited to see the latest White House and Mortimer Go Fishing, their Christmas special.
Well, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. I haven't seen any of that yet. I've got that on my list. You keep recommending that to me. I must watch it.
You must watch them. And the Christmas ones are always... Last Christmases, if I'm honest with you, brought a little tear to the eye.
Oh.
They're very heartwarming, and they're just two great, nice blokes.
I don't know much about Paul Whitehouse, but I do think that Bob Mortimer might be one of the funniest people on the planet.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to go and watch that. I've been watching a lot of his Would I Lie to You clips recently, and he's just so fucking funny.
Gold. And the other programme that I'm really excited about is The Repair Shop at Christmas. Which is just... I haven't mentioned The Repair Shop for some time.
You haven't, to be fair, you haven't.
And I watch The Repair Shop every day because it's on... At the moment, it's on every day, so I record it. And in the evening, I sit down, and even ones I've seen before, because it's just one of the best programmes on telly. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay. I will have to watch it one day, I suppose.
Watch the Christmas one this year. Whenever it's on, watch The Repair Shop at Christmas. I guarantee you, unless you are so cold-hearted Ben, and have no feelings whatsoever, you will find this a great Christmas uplift.
I will try and give it a watch if I get a chance. But I do have my own Christmas must go to shows to watch.
Yeah, go on.
I have already, yesterday in fact, watched, I've already seen it of course, but Click and Collect is now on Netflix.
Oh, that's Stephen Merchant in that, isn't he?
Yep, Stephen Merchant's in it, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's not even an hour long. It's at about 53 minutes, something like that. It's a really good little watch. Good fun. I intend to watch Home Alone, probably one and two. Don't bother with three.
By the way, what are you making of they sort of remade it, haven't they?
Well, there was Home Alone 3, but that wasn't with Macaulay Culkin, and by all accounts is terrible.
Yeah, no, but this year they sort of remade the original, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm sure I read that somewhere. So don't mess with an original.
I mean, we still have the original, so they can try if they want, but it probably won't be as good.
Of course it won't
be
as good.
I'll probably go back and watch a few of my favourite episodes of Frasier, the Christmas specials. The standout one is called High Holidays, where Martin accidentally gets high. It's brilliant.
Which they never show on the telly anymore.
No, which is a crying shame, because it's a brilliant episode.
Yeah, I mean, let's all grow up.
Yeah.
People have been making ash cakes for years. We can all live with Martin comedically getting high.
And one of my favourite podcasts of all time, which is no longer making episodes, is the 10 Minute Podcast. They have a load of brilliant Christmas episodes, my favourite being a slightly controversial song called White Person Christmas, but it's very funny.
Okay,
so yeah, they will be my Christmas go-to watches listens.
I also watched a film on Netflix called Father Christmas Is Back, which isn't it's not a great film.
Okay.
But it's quite nice. Kelsey Grammer's in it. Also John Cleese is in it. Chris Marshall is in it. Elizabeth Hurley is in it.
Wow.
So it's a decent cast. Like I say, it's not the best film you're ever going
to
see.
You had me at Kelsey Grammer, to be honest.
Yeah, so it's just a nice hour and a half, fairly funny to watch. So that's just something else you can give a watch to. By the way, I've just looked up the new Home Alone. It's not quite a remake. It's called Home Sweet Home Alone. A married couple tries to steal back a valuable heirloom from a troublesome kid. And it's basically Home Alone. So there we are. That's it for the Trev and Ben Christmas podcast. We wish you a very Merry Christmas, and let's all hope that 2022 can bring some happiness and joy somewhere along the line.
Cheers to that.
Our next podcast will be released on the 5th of January. So until then, stay safe, stay well, take it easy, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.